Downtown entrepreneurs A.J. Jetwani, owner of Tandoor and Tap, and Michael Blackman, owner of Vino 1910, are collaborating with Downtown Statesboro to host the second annual Boro Fest in Downtown Statesboro on Saturday, June 3, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. on East Vine Street. Boro Fest is a celebration of small businesses in Downtown Statesboro. I believe it's a great way to start off the summer and shop local, said Dolores Grooms Dickey, COO of Brinson, Williams, and Grooms Insurance and chairwoman of the Downtown Statesboro Development Authority. This event is sure to provide a day of fun for anyone. For children, there will be two kids' areas full of fun activities, one at Synovus Bank and one at Vive Broadband. For the adults, there will be a beer relay from Tandoor and Tap to Eagle Creek Brewing Company and back. The Beer Mile Run will be a new staple of the annual event. Registration will be available on site. With over 60 different vendors present, there will be lots of shopping, eating and fun to be had. Attendees can purchase beer, wine and cocktails to enjoy throughout the event from local downtown restaurants. Each vendor will have something fun set up for attendees to do at their tent. There will also be a classic car show with more than 50 vintage cars to see. Live music will be behind Tandoor and Tap on East Vine Street from Dan Larkin and Friends and Hippo. Dan Larkin and Friends will be playing from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Hippo will round out the event from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Party Harbor will have bouncy houses in the Synovus parking lot. Profits from the event will be put back into downtown to help businesses in the area continue to succeed. As a committee, we want to do anything we can to help out the downtown area. If that's planting trees or hanging lights, we're going to do whatever we can to help the area continue to grow, says Michael Blackman. Boro Fest is the brainchild of Blackman and Jetwani, who wanted to create something to celebrate the growth of downtown Statesboro and showcase growing businesses in the area. The first Boro Fest, in 2022, was an unprecedented success. Last year we hoped to have maybe 500 people show up. At some point we looked around and there was probably 3,000 people downtown. It was really great to see the community come out like that, says Blackman. This year will be even better, so come out and have some fun downtown. Boro Fest is made possible by the support of local vendors and sponsors including Bullock Solutions Brinson, Williams, and Grooms Insurance Pioneer Design and Marketing Statesboro Urgent Care Savannah, Hilton Head International Airport Opulence Vacation Rentals Downtown Statesboro Development Authority Tandoor and Tap Vino 1910. For additional information, contact the Downtown Statesboro Development Authority at Main Street at statesborodowntown.com and make sure to visit the Boro Fest Facebook and Instagram for live updates on the event.